It is a Tuesday. What do? We do the FHN Dialadoc program. And today what we do is we head to FHN Family Counseling. And Tim Hotchkiss is with us here today. Hey, Tim, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. It's great to talk to you again. I know this year we're going to talk again about New Year's resolutions, and I know you're a behavioral health specialist. Explain what compels many of us to make New Year's resolutions.
Well, you know, there's a few ancient traditions that date back to the Babylonian times, which is like 4,000 years ago, that could be considered like a forerunner to the resolution. People would make promises to the new king or reaffirm their loyalties to the reigning king. But I think if we really look at resolutions in modern times, is that people really just want to change. And, you know, looking back at 2021, we're thinking with the pandemic, maybe we don't want that stuff to happen again. So we try to make things different. New Year's kind of connects us to a reset button or a new beginning for opportunities to maybe set things straight or make goals to do something better.
And is that why we typically make resolutions at the same time every year at New Year's instead of any other time of the year?
Yeah, I think so. But I think people do make resolutions other times of the year. We just don't talk about it. But yeah, the New Year's really sets people up for that new beginning. So it can be done at any time, but it's just that idea of this is like a reset button for the next year.
I know that I've seen the statistics out there. Why do resolutions seem to fail? And most of them fail rather quickly as well.
You know, that is a really good question. One of our biggest barriers to goal setting or resolutions is self-doubt. Some people make these huge sweeping resolutions that seem to be great at the time, but then the immediate excitement of the possibilities of accomplishing your goals starts to fade. Maybe it's by not seeing changes fast enough, and that eventually that self-doubt sets in and we fall back into old patterns and habits. Ultimately, people can lose focus and stop working towards their goals.
What about, do people actually oftentimes just set themselves up for failure?
Yeah, I think it's like setting your goals too big and not being specific enough. If your goals are too big, your expectations aren't met, and that dreaded self-doubt sets in, and before you know it, that failure does take over.
And what happens when people fail? What's the result there?
A lot of people will just give up and stop trying. I think maybe we have a bad relationship with failing. Many people won't reach their goals and they'll see themselves as a failure and that constant state of failing. But what we need to remember is this great acronym for FAIL. It's a first attempt in learning. Just because you fail doesn't make you a failure.
What about some kind of keys maybe to setting resolutions that actually we can keep?
Yeah, we've all set goals at one time or another, but how many of us have really set a goal that's a SMART goal? And what I mean by that is that acronym for SMART. It's being specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. It's not a new idea, and anybody can do an internet search to find examples of this. It's actually a system we use kind of like at the Family Counseling Center for our patients. Also, setting up a reward system. When you set these short-term goals to be achievable, you give yourself a reward for getting there, then reset and go for the next one on your list.
What about assuming that many resolutions have to do with the behavior modification? How can people actually better help themselves actually make those changes?
There are probably several ways out there to stay motivated. One is to journal your goals and your progress. A written goal is more apt to be accomplished. The other one that I think is really nice is to bring someone along with you. And what I mean by that is tell someone your goals and be accountable to that person, checking in with them on a regular basis, or maybe motivating each other, like going to the gym together if your goal is to get healthy or fit. Taking somebody with you on your journey can really help boost your own resolve.
We're talking to Tim Hotchkiss, FHN Family Counseling, Behavioral Health Specialist with FHN. Tim, what about things that are the most difficult things to change and things that maybe you would suggest we steer away from and don't lend themselves to be New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, some people might have some behaviors or habits that are a result of some kind of trauma, unresolved grief, or some addiction of some kind in their life. The negative behaviors may be a coping skill or a habit to compensate for this. And this may be a sign that something clinical or serious is going on and needs more than just that simple fix or resolution to change. If there's something more serious going on, professional counseling, you know, group therapy, or even possibly medicine may be needed.
What about, Tim, if they feel like they're about to slip or lose their resolve? What do you suggest they do? People do?
I really think this is the best time to take a look at your goals and reevaluate where you're at. Maybe your expectations are too high, or maybe they're not challenging enough. Some experts would say reevaluate every 90 days to check in on your progress and adjust if necessary. Change seems to be the only constant that we can depend on, so keeping motivated and focused is how many people stay successful. So paying close attention to their goals and keeping themselves heading in the right direction.
If you know someone who needs help in overcoming some kind of a problem, or maybe even yourself, if you're listening here this morning, and maybe need some extra help, how could they get in touch with FHN Family Counseling?
Well, the Counseling Center is located at 421 West Exchange in Freeport. It's like kitty corner from the police station in downtown Freeport. And our phone number is 815-599-7300. But it might be just easiest to reach us through the FHN.org website. We have both individual and group counseling, as well as psychiatric services available for our patients.
All right, Tim. Great to talk to you again. Always great information. Let's talk again soon, all right?
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Tim Hotchkiss. He is the from FHN, FHN Family Counseling, a behavioral health specialist here today. And that's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. The FHN Dial-A-Doc program brought to you and sponsored by FHN.